going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway Public Infrastructure District Number 1 to order. Today is May 12th. It is 3:06 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. John, you're the chair. Would you like to start?
Sure, John Shaw with Costco.
William Bachman with Costco.
Dale Cook for the Cook family property.
Aaron Wade with Gilmore Bell Bond Counsel.
Colin Winchester, Syracuse City Attorney.
Dave Mond, Syracuse City Mayor.
Nate Runyon with Holland and Hart
Ben Becker, Piper Sandler.
Allie Blossom, Piper Sandler.
Steve Marshall with Syracuse City.
Okay. That is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, we have the board meeting minutes from our first meeting on March 18th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I thought they looked accurate.
I agree. Okay. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah. Okay. Could I get a motion to approve those?
A motion to approve the minutes, our first meeting minutes.
Great. Thanks, Dale.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Our first action item is the parameters resolution. So I will turn the time over to Aaron to walk us through all of those points. So Aaron.
Yeah, happy to do it. So just a little background. This resolution is would approve the issuance of the district's bonds, the tax increment bonds, and establishing the maximum parameters for the bonds. And that would be the maximum par amount, maximum interest rate, and discount. I'll walk through all of that. And then approving the various documents in connection with the issuance of the bonds. So we have the indenture of trust, the capital pledge agreement, the tax sharing agreement with the city, bond purchase agreement, and continuing disclosure agreement. So that's what this resolution approves. Mayor, I know that you mentioned wanting to discuss something when the resolutions came up. Would you like me to run through it first, or would you like to
go right ahead?
Okay. Yep. So I'll dive into this. So the parameters that we have in here is not to exceed $8,600,000 bonds that would mature in not more than 31 years. So 31 year maturity, or likely a 30 year maturity, but that just gives us a little flexibility. Sold at a price of not less than 95%, meaning a 5% discount. But as these bonds are currently contemplated to be capital appreciation bonds, it would be limited to the maximum par amount. Sometimes the difference between the value at issuance and the value at conversion is treated as discount. So I just want to clarify, we're not counting that towards this discount. And they're interest at a rate not to exceed 12%. So the piece I wanted to flag is these are just parameters. They're maximum amounts that the board can finalize the terms within. These are not the expected terms. We don't expect to have a 12% interest rate. If you got a 12% interest rate, you're more than welcome to reject that proposal. But it just gives the board maximum flexibility in the bond issuance, and they could issue one or more series. As I mentioned, we're approving the forms of the various documents, including the indenture and tax sharing agreement that my firm has circulated, as well as the bond purchase agreement and the continuing disclosure agreement that Tiffany with Taft Law has previously was circulated over the weekend. And then we'll be approving a preliminary limited offering memorandum or similar offering document at a future board meeting, likely at the meeting of where you do your public hearing. So those are the parameters of the bonds. There are a couple of pieces that we would need to finalize this document. And the first one would be just setting a date for the public hearing for the bonds. And so that is in the in section 10 here. And then Michael, thanks for putting that up. So the district will have to hold a public hearing regarding the issuance of the bonds, but that can only occur after we've properly noticed that hearing and the bond issuance. And part of that is a publication in a newspaper. And so looking at kind of our likely parties here, we have the Davis County Clipper, the Deseret News, the Salt Lake Tribune. It's looking like the Deseret News would be the one in this case that could get it in the paper the quickest. If we got it to them by tomorrow morning, they can get it in Wednesday's paper, according to their publication deadline. So I would recommend that, but we do need to set a date for the public hearing so that we can put that notice. So the parameters around that is that the hearing would be at least, sorry, I've got my 1.5-year-old here that decided not to nap while my wife volunteers at my kid's school. But the hearing would need to be at least 14 days after we publish the notice. So I would recommend that we don't have that hearing until somewhere around 3 weeks from now. So maybe sometime the week of the 2nd of June, just to make sure we get it in the newspaper and we give everybody the appropriate amount of time to come to the hearing under the statute. So that's one piece we need. And then I think, Allie, from your shop, we just need the current plan of finance, the expected total gross repayment. And that's the last item we would need other than the Zoom link to finalize that hearing. So is there a date that would work during the week of the 2nd for the board to have that meeting?
Or anything jump out at you?
I'm going to be out of town that week.
I can tell you. No, what I use.
Okay.
And
any
know,
chance you could participate electronically, Bill, or do you just want to not do it that week at all? If you're going to be on a cruise, we understand.
It might be tough.
Yeah, we could. I think we could do the following week if it worked, or if that worked for you, William. Or
perhaps you could think of the 29th or the 30th, just so that you can.
Yeah.
Delay waiting periods. Every time we put in another waiting period, you delay this process. And I know that that's important to get this project.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mayor. The good news on this one is the wait period will start when we publish it in the newspaper rather than when we hold the hearing. So if we get it in Wednesday or Wednesday or Friday's paper, that'll be the date that the 30-day period begins.
Yeah, 29th or 30th would be ideal.
Yeah, okay. Both of those work for me too.
Okay, good. So give me the date that you want. Would you rather do it a Thursday or a Friday?
I'm wide open Friday.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's do Friday just because I'm looking at the Deseret News and they publish on Wednesdays and Fridays. So somehow they had to slide us to the Friday slot. At least we would have the 14 days for that one. So
okay. What time in the day then on Friday?
Art Collins versus Lowell Collins. And that's, so
anybody have any conflicts? I'm open.
I'm good as well.
Are you on it right now?
All right. You like this time in the afternoon? You want to do it early afternoon, late morning?
This time works for me.
Me too.
All right. Friday at 3 then.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you guys. Sorry for the little caveat there, but we do just like to get that scheduled so we can move forward with getting it in the newspaper. And that, I think, rounds out kind of my, the description of the resolution here. The one piece I did want to note is on that tax sharing agreement, what's going to be in front of you for consideration is the version that Nate previously sent, that the city previously approved, rather than the version I circulated, just, to the mayor's point and others, where the city's already approved it, we'd rather... there's no sense in going back and redoing that. So we figured we'd just move forward with the version already adopted.
Okay.
And that was the point that I wanted to speak to. So, yeah, because if we don't use that version, then I have to go back and restart the protest period all over. And we have completed that. It is over and done as of the 8th of this month. So there is no way anybody could protest that unless we reopen it. So that's why I recommend highly that we go back to the original version. I don't think that anything in the changed version needed was, you know, makes a significant change.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that, Mayor. And I spoke with Colin and the city attorney, and I know he's on this call, and he was comfortable still, you know, giving the certificate outside of having it as a requirement. And so that gave us the comfort, you know, that we need, that these aren't changes we need to have just because this, you know, the certificate can be given whether it's stated in there or not. So that's all.
That's all good. We agree. We're fully supportive.
Yeah, no, that's very appreciated, especially because that's all of our revenues on this deal. So those certificates become pretty critical. So yeah. Thank you.
And let me chime in. We, you know, Costco, we had reviewed that version and we're already signed off on that version that the agency approves. So we're great with that approach.
Okay. Thanks. Perfect. Aaron, help me with what are the dates? There were two spots where the dates were still highlighted.
Yeah.
What dates do you want us to use?
I mean, for us, we're fairly indifferent as to the date. I think on the cover page was like a June date. And then on the first page was that March 18th. Uh-huh. So I would say probably we just do either March 18th when the city approved it or today's date. I think either is fine. So maybe we just stick with March 18th since that's, you know, the date in the compiled version that the city had passed along.
The city or the RDA approved it on April 8th, and I'm fine with correcting the dates, whatever you need.
Oh, okay. So we could just use today's date then, since it's kind of effective upon the later of the second approval. So if we just use today's date, then that should be great. And then I think the other cleanup was the notice section didn't have the district's address, so we probably just want to insert the Snow Jensen Reese address there. But again, I don't think that's a you know, I wouldn't view that as a big departure just because it's just a, you know, fill in the address.
Okay. So the dates are in. I'll go back and change the district's address then. So, okay, perfect. Mayor, did you have anything else that you needed?
No, sir. Thank you very much. We just wanted to make sure we didn't leave any openings for someone to start a process again.
Well, I understood. That's the reason we called this meeting, was to get the protest period underway for the bonds. So totally get it.
Yep. All right, board. So what I'll need then is a motion to approve resolution 2025-07, the parameters resolution as outlined by Aaron during those discussions.
Sure, I can motion to approve resolution 2025-07.
I'll second it.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up is the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. Now, we talked about this in our first board meeting. Can you guys see it? Did it change over to that on my screen?
It did for me, yeah.
Okay, perfect, thanks. So we talked about it, that the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement is going to be how we get money back out for the infrastructure that is put in. So there's a process. So there's a form down here at the bottom that's probably easiest to start. Oh, I didn't put it in. Let me find that. There's a process, so there's an application for reimbursement. We'll fill that out. Once we get the application done, then we will put in a requisition for payment. Let me find that. Sorry, I didn't have that one pulled up. All right, did that change over to the application?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this is the application that we'll fill out. So over here, we've got the description of what it is, vendor name, who did it, those things. Over here is list of the items potentially we'll need. Now, the first two we always will need. If it's the first time for whatever entity is requesting the reimbursement, then we'll need a W-9. And they're very specific, the trustee that has to be the most current W-9 form. So the last one was the March of 24 form that they require to have it. So whether you guys as the developer wants it or if the subcontractors want it, let's say you guys don't want to pay them yourselves, but you want to pay whoever the asphalt company is. The asphalt company, we can use their information and we can pay them directly. Or if you guys have paid, we can pay you guys as the development group back, reimburse you, and then, obviously, if you've already paid them, you're reimbursed, or you guys could go ahead and pay. So these first two pages really cover the what we need to have so that when we ask the trustee for that payment, then they know where, who, all of those. One of the things we'll need is to check the box whether you want a check mailed or a wire transfer. This last page is probably the most important. So, an engineer's certification. So, we'll need to have an engineer's certification for each one. It'll be this form. An engineer needs to review it, more than likely your project engineer, unless you guys want to hire an outside district engineer. It's up to you. But the engineer will need to go through and say, yep, I've reviewed the plans. This is on the list of what it was that determined how much money we needed, and that it's up to code as well as current market value. And the idea with that is, we can't have Bill and Mike's pretty good development contracting firm add 50% on to the cost, right? So it's got to be within what's going on in the market today. So that's what the certification will do, is that they review that, the engineer signs off, yep, and then we're able to proceed with the application and the reimbursement. Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Pretty straightforward. We do have in here Costco Wholesale is the development company name, and then down here, Bill, I've got your information listed as the point of contact then.
Looks
Okay.
good. Yeah.
All right. So what I need then is a motion to approve the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement.
I move to approve the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement.
This is
Great. Thanks,
second
Bill.
that.
Was that Dell?
Yes, I second that.
Okay. Thanks, Dell. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, second reimbursement agreement is the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. So what this covers is any of the administrative functions for the district. Those would include, let's say, legal, accounting, insurance, outside audits. If we were to use a district engineer, all of those would qualify. Now, if you guys, let's say for the first few years until we get enough revenue coming into the district for the district to be able to pay, for the first few years, we're going to send invoices to you guys in order to pay those fees. What we want you to do is keep track of those. Through this agreement, we are able to reimburse, the district will reimburse the development group for any of those costs relating to that administrative expenses. So down here, what we have listed is it'll be up to $200,000, no more, kind of a loan, so to speak, from the development company. We have it at 6% that interest that we'll pay back, that the district would pay back to the developer for those costs. Does that sound comfortable to you guys, Bill and John? Okay. I see
Yes.
Bill shaking his head. Okay, perfect. So that's really the extent of this agreement, is to make sure you guys are held whole for those first few years for the administrative costs. So with that, if you don't have any questions, can we get a motion to approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement?
I'll motion to approve the administration funding and reimbursement agreement.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, we've covered the tax sharing agreement, so now we'll move on. The only other item that we have would be the discussion of accounting services. So there's a few different firms that we use here in the state for the district's accounting. So the two that we use the most is companies called CliftonLarsonAllen. You'll hear us say CLA. And then the other one would be Pinnacle Consulting. Benj, Ali, I don't know if either of you would like to pipe in. I think they're both comparable with each other. We find Pinnacle a little bit cheaper, but again, it's up to you guys. If you've used CLA for anything else, we're more than happy to use CLA. We have a great working relationship with them as well. Again, the numbers are pretty similar on what you get for each of them. So, or do you have any thoughts? Banjali, who's going to do the financial forecast for us?
CLA.
Okay. Do you just want to keep it consistent then?
Works for us, whatever works for the district.
Bill, John, Dale, you don't care. I'm
No,
taking it.
no. But whatever firm you've had a
Do
good
you
experience
recommend?
with.
Okay. Ben, do you want to flip a coin? What it land on?
Heads.
All right. We'll go ahead and use. Allie, say one of them.
I mean, I think, I don't know, CLA makes sense just because they're doing the forecast, or
Okay.
might just be easier.
All right, that works. We'll use CLA then. Just so you know, when we talk about this financial forecast, they're doing a modeling based on revenues, how long it's going to take, how to structure the bond. So CLA is doing the forecast, so it makes sense just to use them for accounting purposes. So I'll reach out to them. We'll need to do a tentative budget here pretty quick. If they can turn something around, we might put that on the same agenda for the public hearing. That way we can cover two birds with that board meeting. All right, that's everything I have. Do you guys have any questions for us? Anything that you need or that we can do? Nope.
I'll just note, sorry, real quick, I forgot to cover this on the earlier item. We're going to put that notice in the newspaper, and then we'll send a copy to Snow Jensen to put on the public notice website. But we do just need somebody to post it in close approximation to the project. So if there's somebody at the city or maybe a community that could post just an on-site notice, or maybe somebody with Costco, is there somebody that would be in a position to help with that? With that posting, we'd want to just make sure it gets done by Wednesday. So hopefully just tomorrow if possible.
If you'll email the city, we'll take care of it.
Awesome. Thanks, Mayor. Yep, we'll get you a PDF with some instructions. I know you guys are probably the best on this call at doing notices, but yeah, we'll get that to you guys.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Aaron, just send it to me and we'll take care of it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Sure. And then Michael, this is John. There was something about a 30-day period that I don't recall.
Oh. I can speak to that if you'd like, John.
Please.
So, yeah, state law provides kind of some protest periods for, major actions by governmental entities, that kind of a speak now or forever hold your peace. And so the bond act that we issue these under allows one of those periods, and it begins once we notice, publicly notice the issuance of the bonds. And so the three places we discussed is the newspaper, which my firm will take care of, the public notice website, Snow Gents will take care of, and then the, on-site that the city will take care of. So once the latest of those three publications has occurred, the 30-day period will commence. And the idea there being, somebody can't sue in 5 years to say, oh, you missed this technicality detail. A court would just say, you missed the time given under statute to, raise this concern. Therefore, the case is dismissed. It just gives everybody comfort that, there's not going to be challenges in litigation after
Sure.
the issuance. Yep.
Thanks, Aaron. I was just curious about the trigger
Yeah.
date and that third notice. That makes sense. Thanks.
Yep.
Aaron, for the physical posting, will you need some sort of proof of posting or something from us to show
Yeah,
where we did it and when we did it?
if somebody could just snap a picture when they post it, there's not a requirement, but it sure would be a nice kind of rebuttable presumption that we did it, kind of switch the burden of proof if we could show, hey, here's a posting on Tuesday. What do you mean we didn't post it? So
What a
that would be
coincidence.
great.
I have a cell phone camera that can even do stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the nice thing, right? Is they all come with a really nice date stamp and time and location. So anyways, all that metadata really paying off here.
Yep, technology, right? Helps us all out. All right, so John and Dale, look for an email from, it'll be share file. It'll come from me to have these documents get signed. So for the notice, though, Dale, you don't need to sign that one, but there's others that will need you as the clerk secretary to sign. So look for that.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
All right. If I could get a motion to adjourn, then.
I'll motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Thanks, John.
Second
Thanks.
that.
Thanks, Dale. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Good
Thanks,
to see
everyone.
everybody.
Take care.